Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello. I am not at the movies. We speak. In fact, I don't think anybody is at the movies at the moment. Moving into the so-called red zone in the Sherbrooke area has really done some damage to local businesses such as movies and restaurants and gyms and so on. So we have to, all I can say is we have to behave ourselves and get out of the red zone ASAP. But anyway, meanwhile, I can talk a little bit about what's happening. The movie theater is today's Friday. If you're listening to this, it is not open today. It has been open on the 11th and the 12th, so Wednesday, previous Wednesday and Thursday. And they even have a new movie playing. Although I must admit, if you go on their site, this happens far too often. It has that it notes on that opening page where they talk about the movies that are playing that this is in French. It's in English. It may have French subtitles, but it is a movie in English, and it's called Let Him Go. And it's a movie with a very, very solid cast. Solid, what they call veteran cast. Kevin Costner and Diane Lane and Leslie Manville have the top spots. And they're definitely performers to contend with. I'll give you a little information about it so that when we can start going to the movies again, it'll still be there and we'll be able to see it. But kind of essentially what's happening is the grandparents, Kevin Costner and Diane Lane, of a young boy, try to head off to get him. So in English, it's called Let Him Go, Kevin Costner. And it's for those audiences that have seen it, they quite enjoy it. And the critics like it too, giving 78% on the tomato meter, and the audience score, in fact, was exactly that. It was also 78%. Well, that's high. But I can give you a little info about what's going on in the movie. It's as I mentioned, it's following the loss of their son, a retired sheriff, Kevin Costner, of course, and his wife leave their Montana ranch to rescue their young grandson from the clutches of a dangerous family living off the grid in the Dakotas. And this sounds especially pertinent at the moment, given the number of groups that seem to have sprung up in the United States during Trump's administration, and I suspect even more now that he's apparently on his way out. These can be dangerous folks. So it basically says, here we go. From various critics, just let him go, waste no time pulling you into an emotional grasp so compelling you can't believe what happens as the narrative moves from one shocking scene to the next in a pandemic of violence. And as I said, by and large, the reviews are really excellent. Superb acting and complex characters prop up this flawed and intense thriller that loses its way with an absurdly violent third act. But watching another critic, Richard Roper from the Chicago Sun-Times, is watching Diane Ladd and Kevin Costner connect as a couple determined to retrieve their grandson is pure movie heaven. As I mentioned, these are veteran and very, very well-respected actors. So, if nothing else, you get to see a couple of really terrific members of Hollywood royalty acting in a what seems to be a pretty good adult drama. So that's what's there, but not just at the moment. It's kind of there, but it's kind of not there. If you were listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday, then you would actually have a chance to go and see it. But this interview, of course, is aired on Friday, and at that point, the theater will be closed. Very, very unfortunately, but that's what's happened. Meanwhile, as I've mentioned on several occasions in the past, there's a number of really good movies streaming on various. Netflix is the one that always comes to mind. Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus. So you get like really high quality movies on your home screen. The one that I will be watching soon, and I would kind of recommend it, is called The Trial of the Chicago Seven. I actually had begun watching this the other night, but it was too late and I fell asleep. But I didn't fall asleep because it wasn't interesting. I fell asleep because I began watching it too late. And it's one of these really unusual movies, which has a 90% critical score, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and 91% audience score. So the critics very much like it, and the audience is very much like it. And it's one that I think I would very much like when I'll start to watch it at a reasonable hour and stay awake. It concerns the trial in 1969. Just seven people were charged by the federal government with conspiracy and more arising from the protests at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. And being the age I am, I remember when this happened. It was quite a big deal back then. And this movie is both written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. He's a very well-known writer. He writes for television. He writes for movies. He's so articulate. I always enjoy watching Aaron Sorkin movies, although sometimes he's a little bit over the top. He created and wrote most of the episodes for The West Wing some years ago, and he is just super sharp. But you have to sometimes watch the same episode over again just to pick up what had sort of gone whizzing across my little screen. And I said, what? I think that's important. I better go back and figure out what that was. And it was always something that, yeah, it was important, but you have to be sharp. You have to be almost as sharp as Aaron Sorkin to pick up everything that is going on in his movies. The star of, stars of the Chicago Seven include Eddie Redmayne, who is a really well-known British actor, a young man who's played in so many things, and he's done so well. He really is an excellent young actor. And he plays the head of the Chicago Seven group, Tom Hayden, who became known. He went into politics later on, and he became, one of his claims to fame was that he was one of Jane Fonda's several husbands. Another standout in this movie is Sacha Baron Cohen, who plays Abby Hoffman, and Sacha Baron Cohen is known for his, among other things, his Borat movies, of which one recently came out on TV, I think on Amazon Prime, actually. Worth seeing, but it is just totally outrageous, so you have to sort of say, well, I'm not sure I like that kind of movie, but for those who like it, it's actually hilarious. And several others. We have Jeremy Strong, who won an Emmy Award not so long ago. That's just this year, for his role in Succession. He plays Jerry Rubin. So these names may not mean a whole lot to those of you in the listening audience who don't go back to the 60s, but they were super, these guys were headline makers back then. And, of course, another person who's important to the story is Bobby Seale. And he's played by an actor who I honestly have never heard of, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. I can say the little bit of this movie that I've already watched, all these guys are good. And the Bobby Seale character is especially strong. So this is a movie that I would recommend if you are able to get onto Netflix, or, well, the particular one is on Netflix, but there's just a number of fine movies, high quality movies that are playing on your home screen. So until you're able to head downtown and get into the Maison, the cinema, we really don't know when that will be. There's a number of very good possibilities for your viewing entertainment at home. So, unfortunately, that's about it for the moment. I'll try and keep you posted on what else is going on on the small screen until we're able to get back onto the big screen.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
That's it for me.
Thanks very much, Melanie. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.